From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Democrats and Republicans are reviewing details of President Obama's fiscal 2012 budget proposal. NPR's Mara Liasson says the plan is an opening bid in what will be a year-long battle over spending.
The president's budget freezes domestic non-defense discretionary spending at 2010 levels. Republicans in the House want to cut much deeper. But as the president admitted, neither party is tackling the biggest drivers of the debt and deficit, tax breaks and entitlements like Medicare and Medicaid.
The only way to truly tackle our deficit is to cut excessive spending wherever we find it, in domestic spending, defense spending, healthcare spending, and spending through tax breaks and loopholes.
The president called his budget a down payment on long-term deficit reduction. Leaders from both parties say that will require bipartisan negotiations, which neither side is ready to begin just yet. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
The president's spending plan does not include funding for a program that helps clean up harmful exhaust from school buses and other diesel vehicles. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren reports that the program has been popular in both parties.
EPA Chief Lisa Jackson says ending funding for the clean diesel program was a difficult decision.
We are being asked to do what American families are doing, and that is to make very tough and sometimes painful choices about where we can afford to invest.
Some supporters of the program say it's too popular with Republicans and Democrats in Congress for them to cut it. Still, environmentalists are worried. Diesel exhaust makes asthma and allergies worse. Vicki Patton from Environmental Defense Fund says it contributes to serious health problems for children.
We're not sure what the president's strategy is here, but we know that we can't gamble with our children's health.
Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News, Washington.
Egypt's military leaders are calling for an end to public worker strikes. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro in Cairo reports that a growing wave of labor unrest was unleashed by the 18-day uprising that swept Hosni Mubarak from power.
The military is calling for people to return to work. This has had an enormous economic effect on the country, and the longer these issues go on, the more a sense of uncertainty and chaos pervades. It's a strange sensation here in Cairo. In a lot of ways, it feels completely normal. People are out on the streets. There's a sense of security. There's no sense of crisis or chaos. And yet, on the other hand, we are seeing people who have found their voice now trying to use it in a lot of different ways. There are a lot of splits in the movement. People are trying to decide what happens next. Some people are with the military. Some people are against the military, saying, hey, they don't speak for us. This was a popular uprising. This wasn't a coup.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro in Cairo. This is NPR News. The House of Representatives is saying yes to a 10-month extension of three provisions of the USA Patriot Act that are set to expire at the end of the month. One provision allows roving surveillance on multiple electronic devices. Another gives the FBI access to business records deemed necessary for terror investigations if approved by the court. And the third permits secret surveillance of foreigners suspected of terrorist activity, but not necessarily linked to any terrorist group. The Senate is considering legislation to extend the provisions into next year. Relations between the National Football League and its players' union have turned chilly as a possible work stoppage looms. NPR's Tom Goldman reports that the NFL has filed an unfair labor practice complaint against the union.
The NFL filed the complaint with the National Labor Relations Board a few days after contract talks broke down with the union. The complaint charges the NFL Players Association has failed to bargain in good faith. The NFL asserts the union is getting ready to decertify. That would strip the union of its ability to collectively bargain and allow players to sue the NFL under antitrust laws if the league locks out players. A lockout could happen if there's no new agreement before the current labor deal expires at the end of March 3rd. After the NFL filed the complaint Monday, the union said in a statement, "We have offered proposals and solutions on every issue the owners have raised. This claim has absolutely no merit." The two sides are divided on a number of issues, the main one, how to split an estimated $9 billion in annual revenues. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Asian shares are mixed this hour, up 1% in Shanghai, slightly lower in Hong Kong. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News. From Washington.